Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It is the number one story in the country right now. You can see that on the app we use, Lee. This vice mayor, Cynthia Gonzalez, Kudahy, which is a city inside Los Angeles County, begging members of the 18th Street and Florencia gangs to fight ICE. Again, this is why we call LA a post-American territory. It is geographically American, but otherwise unrecognizable, rejects basic tenets of American life, like laws we have and stuff. Here's Cynthia Gonzalez. She recorded this and then deleted it. That didn't help. The FBI has paid her a visit anyway, as they should.
In Los Angeles, 18th Street, Florencia, where's the leadership at? Because you guys are all about territory, and this is 18th Street, and this is Florencia. You guys tag everything up, claiming hood. And now that your hood's being invaded by the biggest gang there is, there ain't a peep out of you. It's everyone else who's not about the gang life that's out there protesting and speaking up. We're out there, like, fighting our turf, protecting our turf, protecting our people. And, like, where you at? Bien calladitos, todos los chulitos. I'm like, dude, they're running amok all up in your, on your streets and in your city. When the big gang guns come in, nothing but like quiet, and we're out here, the regular ones that have never been jumped in, out here calling things out, trying to organize people, trying to do the thing. So don't be trying to claim no block, no nothing. If you're not showing up right now, trying to like help out and...
Okay, that is an elected official inciting an insurrection.
Yeah, Democrat. She wants them understand to fight ICE in the streets.
All right.
And the presumption there is, hey, you have to help your people. What people? Other illegal immigrants. This is leadership. Folks, I told you the Democrat Party would merge with these gangs and cartels. They would, they will, they are. And you look at what's going on here. I mean, this is, we see this, this is just a symptom of a guerrilla street war in this country. When Trump has to send in National Guard, Lee, don't forget why he sent the National Guard in. It wasn't just because they were rioting. It wasn't just because they'd already done $20 million worth of damage and working their way up to another cool billion like they did in the past. It was because when these coolios, that she calls them, and other Democrat fellow travelers trapped those ICE officers in their own building and surrounded it, and they called 911 for help. And 911, the police did not come. And then we later find out that the LAPD, the LA police, the individual line officers were outraged by that, and that Democrat Mayor Karen Bass went into the operations center from which dispatch operates to personally assure no officers would rescue the ICE agents. That's why Trump had to send in the National Guard. It was because Democrat leadership was trying to get ICE agents hurt or killed by fomenting and implementing lawlessness, holding back the police so their street thugs could go to work on ICE. You tell me, does America still control this territory? Trump had to send in the National Guard, had to send in Marines, so we do there, and then they just shifted the operation up to Seattle and to Portland, where they were surrounding the buildings there. We had to put snipers on the roofs. This sounds like a war zone.
No, it sounds like Mexico, where the where the cartels are battling the federales. I mean, that's what, if the people that she were speaking to were to do what she asked, there would be no difference.
No, I don't see one. I don't see one. And you know, this reminds me of, and we know the cartels control the politics down in Mexico. I mean, we watched the punishment of one politician. It's been a month ago. The cartel live streamed her assassination and that of her daughter, who was standing next to her, on Facebook as a warning. And she's from the president's own political party. This is what happens to you if you step out of line. You're watching the windup for that. We will lose territory.
Yeah, in Mexico, you don't just lose an election, you lose your life.
You do. Over 113 assassination attempts, more than 60 of them successful. That was just the last cycle. And Lee, that's what she's calling for right there. That's what this is. Make no mistake, come in the streets, fight them. You got to stick up for your people.
Calling the ICE the biggest gang of them all.
Yeah. Giving them social security numbers so they can stay illegally, as Joe Biden did, and we found over 4,000 of those. Texter writes, Tara, they believe this is their land. My daughter got a 4-year degree in college, and she was taught that we stole the land from the Indians. Yeah, no, they actually laid that out, Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC, that, you know, Trump shouldn't be surprised, not our land anyway. Of course you're going to see a Mexican flag. It's their land. That's how they think.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Texter writes, Tara, what she doesn't understand is that gangs need a healthy legal society in order to make profit and exist. Well, I don't know. The cartels are doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Cartels are doing pretty well. Texter writes, 50 hostages remain in Gaza while 49 hostages in total have been killed in captivity. Another texter writes, weighing in on the last segment, Trump's flip-flop on Iran looks taco. That's online. It's something that Trump always chickens out is what they call it, taco.
Yeah, it's another Democrat talking point.
Yeah. Texter writes, Trump's flip-flop on Iran looks taco. It is worse than you even indicated, Tara, because he has formally blessed Iranian oil sales to his friend Xi, that'd be the head of China, in the CCP. Biden ignored and winked at that. But I don't even think that guy did verbally bless it. Not that I could find at the break. I was looking it up. I don't think he did. Best regards, so says Doug. Yeah, that'll keep the Iranian regime going, and they will repopulate, as they always do, and they're going to come for us. They're going to come for us on our soil. That's really clear from the front page of Tehran Times this morning. So this idea that we can have a ceasefire and we're all going to sit down and have a negotiation, no, I'm here to tell you that's not happening. You look at what they did before this? Again, trying to kill Trump, trying to kill his cabinet, firing on our ships. Okay, leave him in place. Look, again, Lee, I know not everyone agrees with me, but what I'm saying is, let Israel go. Don't make him turn the plane around. Don't throw a hissy fit on international television. Don't do that to Israel. Don't let him go. Let him finish this. What Iran started with those hang gliders on October 7th. Let them finish this. And again, when Trump personally was calling for regime change, not even 4 days ago? And then you're going to go throw it in Israel's face like, oh, what are you doing? No, stop. F you, blah, blah. Okay, but look, I want to leave myself some wiggle room because when it looks like Trump's, at least with Iran so far, when it looks like he's hemming and hawing and, spinning, really, and capitulating, usually that's when the planes are in the air to bomb something. So maybe we're seeing this again. Maybe he's trying to get the Ayatollah to stick his head up so Israel can blow it off. But we can't leave this regime in place. We can't. Not this morning. Ron DeSantis down in Florida was saying that. He said Trump did an amazing job, but this, we got to finish it. It's incredibly dangerous to leave this regime in place.
Well, and I'm glad to see that ICE is doing its job, that any Iranian nationals that are in this country illegally should
they gotta go.
Round it up, deport it immediately. No, I mean, no question. Don't talk to me about due process. That is a national security risk, period. Any Iranians in this country illegally to begin with, obviously, that should happen. And quite honestly, that's not the only threat, because the Iranians have a history, and you've documented this as well, of hiring people to do their work.
Yes. And in fact, that's that,
so you don't have to be looking for people that are of Iranian descent or aligned with Iran, just people who are willing to get a little cash to do a little violence.
Exactly. And, I was going to read the names here. If you and that's well, that's what they did. The first guy tried to hire a cartel hitman to do his killing for him. I mean, two of the three people who are in prison are Americans awaiting trial on this. The other one's Iranian, and then there's another one who is Pakistani, and the Iranian one made it back to Iran.
We just had a 17-year-old last week that was pledging support for ISIS and posting videos with what appeared to be a bomb vest on in social media post here in South Carolina.
Yep. So, Israel wants to take care of it for us. I mean, look, I'm sure Israel would be more than happy to give Trump deniability as well, like, you don't have to participate. You don't have to send backup planes. Let them go. Let them finish this. This is their fight to finish. We got to finish our fight. We killed bin Laden. He's on the bottom of the sea somewhere where he belongs. What's left of him? Let them finish theirs. Let them finish theirs. Folks, if somebody said, if Israel had said to us, no, it's so wrong. You can't kill bin Laden and all of his Al-Qaeda henchmen. We'd have been like, who the heck are you? What are you talking about? I mean, look, Trump just killed an Al-Qaeda, good for him, an Al-Qaeda member in Syria not too long ago. Why? We're still hunting them all these years after 9/11, and we should be.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.